Now,
the rest of the story. One sad summer afternoon, Donna said goodbye. She and Charlie were sitting outside on the back steps of her parents' house in Minneapolis. It was there that Donna told Charlie about the other man in her life, about Al. Al had proposed, she said, and she had accepted. Yes, indeed, she had loved both of them. It was just that she loved Al more. And so she told Charlie goodbye. Charlie got in his car and drove away. Donna went back into the house and cried. 3 months later, Donna Mae Johnson did, in fact, marry Al Wold at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church. In the days leading up to her wedding, and through all of the time since, Donna's mind would often wander wistfully down the tree-shaded lanes where she had walked with Charlie. Well, this is the rest of the story. They'd met in a Minneapolis art school. Donna just graduated from high school, was a clerk in the accounting department. Charlie was an art instructor, 7 years older than she, and theirs was a sweet and innocent romance. Charlie sent Donna candy and flowers and love notes. Sometimes he would jot good morning on the calendar on her second floor desk, or he would leave little drawings that made her smile. And every day, to Charlie's desk on the third floor, Donna would bring an apple for the teacher, and often with it a sentimental poem. The real problem was Donna's family. Charlie had not played football in school. That bothered Donna's father. And her mother was much concerned that Charlie's church was, well, it was another church. And he was so much older than her little girl. This parental opposition so frustrated Donna that she once even suggested to Charlie that they elope. And Charlie really wanted to, but he wanted not to hurt Donna's family. So they didn't. Charlie and Donna continued to see each other for a year or two, almost three. Then along came Al. Al, who had been in the Navy, lived right next door to the Johnson's church. He fell in love with Donna, and before she knew it, there were two suitors at her doorstep. Al quickly won her parents' approval, and after months of dating both young men, Donna wrote in her diary, "How will you ever decide?" Then one afternoon late in July 1950, Donna did decide, and suddenly Charlie was alone. Almost 40 years later, almost 40 years since that lonely first day, Charlie would say, "I can think of no more damaging loss than to be turned down by somebody you love very much. What a bitter blow it is to everything that you are." And to Charlie, indeed, it was. But when he closes his eyes, he recalls with fondness the shining face and the bright red hair and the voice that spoke so sweetly his name once upon a time. And as though it somehow held her close, Charlie, cartoonist Charles Schulz, would recreate the love he lost in a cartoon the world called Peanuts, in a nameless cartoon character who for Charlie Brown came to symbolize elusive romance. Yes, there really was a little red-haired girl. Now you know the rest of the story.